And now, back to the Tim Ridley Show.
It is 36 minutes past the hour. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM 146. It's time for our friend Jackie McManus on Retention Attention here on the Tim Ridley Show. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing great. Can't believe we're in a cozy October already.
Yeah, I know. And then we'll be in December before long, Christmas, and then the new year. And
isn't that wild?
I know. And you guys are cooling off pretty good, too, up there, aren't you?
You know what? We finally are. I was just actually looking at the weather here in New York. We're about, 55 this morning, which is nice. So the highs are about, 72 during the day. And then the morning's about 55, which I'll take that all day, every day.
Yeah, just keep it the way it is and just ease on through winter like that too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Nothing too high, nothing below.
Well, we have a lot to talk about this morning, as we always do. Our number is 615-292-6366. If you'd like to chime in and talk with Jackie. But Jackie, what's new on the horizon, or what's new that's going on already as far as in the land of recruiting and retention?
You know what's been really exciting, Tim, as since I've been on this show, is that every time there's something new and there's something evolving with recruiting and retention in the trucking industry. It's absolutely incredible. And I think a lot of that has to go down to the fact that a lot of these carriers are taking the time, taking their resources to figure out how to not only bring more drivers into the industry and how to recruit drivers, but how to retain drivers, and how can they go about keeping their good drivers and keeping drivers happy. I think now more than ever, and I feel like I say this every other month, but carriers are now looking at their relationships with shippers to see if they can get better routes for their drivers. There's been such an emphasis on work-life balance and creating job opportunities for drivers that that can provide home time, a flexible schedule, and I'm seeing that more now, that carriers are trying to figure out how to get drivers home more, or if they're over the road, how can we pay them more money. So I think that's encouraging to see, but as always, I'd love to hear from the drivers and hear exactly, what's keeping you at your current carrier, what's keeping you at your current trucking company. The information is so valuable. I'm able to take that info and give it back to our trucking companies as good key points and takeaways.
Yeah, and something you brought up that's very vital, and I'll expound on it in just a little bit, but I want to add something else to the question too. What type of flexibility do you look for in a company? And you brought up the work-life balance, the flexibility. And this was, Jackie, I guess, my goodness, maybe 6, 7, maybe 8 years ago, I had a topic. I was reading a report on how the newer generations of working people look for, they look for companies. And companies are changing. These are non-trucking companies. But trucking companies are changing their schedule, the way that they do business, to try to attract to retain most, for the most part, of the new generation of workers, because the new generation of workers are not like the old generation of workers. They want the flexibility. They want to be able to take the time off whenever they feel, that they need a break in terms of, some we're talking about, they want to go hiking, somewhere in another country, or they want to be able to take some extended time off if they felt that they needed to do that. And they wanted better flexibility in terms of hours, and they wanted to be able to telecommute with their job. So companies, and again, these are non-trucking companies, but these companies were trying to make adjustments to be able to retain these type of workers. Now let me transfer that from the non-trucking to the trucking. So I think the same thing goes in the, you know, to the trucking companies as well. And I think that they are realizing and have been realizing this, that truck drivers need the flexibility. They may not be able to take a month or 2 months off at a time to go hiking somewhere in the Alps, but they still do need some flexibility in terms of bettering their work life, you know, situation. Now, and I do this, and I try not to do this often, but I do this from time to time just to make a correlation. But back when I started driving, Jackie, you just, you know, basically the thing was, you and I thankfully I was single at the time, I was a bachelor, but they would say, well, you kiss your wife goodbye and tell her you'll see her when you see her. Sometimes that will be 2-3 months later, you know, but that was the going thing then. Drivers knew that when they took a truck, an over-the-road truck driving job, they were going to be out there. I mean, that was a given. There was no one complained about it. That was just a given. That was, you know, what they did. And so things started to change a little bit some years later, where drivers were looking to be home more often, as far as being home every weekend if they could. So I remember when the trucking companies were scurrying, trying to find ways where the driver could run a dedicated route or run a regional route and things like that. So anyway, things have changed. Things will continue to change. Yep. And it's good that the companies are looking at ways to be able to adapt to those changes.
You know, and I want to echo, that was incredible. And it's amazing, Tim, just how, you know, 8-9 years ago, you reading that article, how, you know, that's coming to full fruition today, right?
Right.
But I know some trucking companies that we work with, they actually are putting together, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 types of positions. And what they do is categorize the type of driver persona that the ideal driver would be like. So, for example, let's call it OTR. It may maybe be a younger driver, a driver just got his license. And they basically are giving the drivers different options based off of where they're at in their career and what position will be best for them. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's more of, hey, you know what? If you're looking for OTR work, you're going to be out, you know, two months home, you know, a week. It might be better for a younger driver. They have more dedicated routes for senior drivers. And so what they're trying to do is essentially put together a roadmap for each position and match that with the driver's persona and then give them, offer them position. And if the driver's looking for something, they'll happily say, hey, listen, you know what? We're not going to be the best carrier for you. You know, try this company, right? Which I think a lot of carriers are scared to do sometimes, is say, hey, we may not be the best fit. You may want to go to another trucking company. And so I think it's great that the company is doing this and trying to figure out exactly the soft values of what the drivers are looking for. And really what the question was earlier is, you know, what type of flexibility are the drivers looking for that carriers could potentially offer to them?
Yeah, absolutely. 615-292-6366. And what's keeping you at your company? What keeps you with your company? And what types of flexibility can a company offer to the drivers? These are the questions this morning. We're going to pull over and take us a break. Jackie McManus is with us on Retention Attention. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM. What keeps you with your company? What is keeping you with your company right now? And also, what types of flexibility could a company or can a company offer their drivers to help keep their drivers with them and keep the drivers with them happy as well? These are the questions this morning with Jack and McManus on Retention Attention. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM. Jackie, let's head to the phone lines, and New Mexico Redneck is ready to chime in. New Mexico Redneck, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning again, Mr. Ridley. And Jack, good morning to you, ma'am. I'm going to have to say the best thing for retention. Yeah.
Tell me.
Is when he recruited me over from the company I was working with before, the guy I'm working for now, he's like basically right around the corner from my house. He was honest with me. He's always been, him and I were doing business about 4 years, because I used to park my trailer in his yard. And I saw how he ran business. he's always been honest with me from day one, from when him and I first met. And he's still honest with me today. I mean, he tells me he's going to do something, and he sticks to it. He sticks to his gun.
Yeah, that's it.
He started me out with a good pay, and what's that?
No, let me ask you a question. Are you a company driver or owner-operator, and how long have you been with this carrier?
I've been with this carrier for almost a year. This December will be a year. I'm a company driver right now. Looking at becoming an owner-operator here at the beginning of next year.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm just waiting for him. I'm just waiting for him to get the truck that he's going to give for me, because when he buys the truck, I'll pay him basically what he pays for the truck. Not a penny more, not a penny less.
Got it. Yep. So it's fair, he's honest, and, you know, why would you look otherwise?
Yeah, exactly. I don't plan on leaving this guy here at all, period. I mean, he's been honest with me. He's never steered me wrong. He gets me home when I want to get home.
Sure.
Actually, he gets me home before I want to get home, and he keeps me home until it's time for me to go back out, so my home time's over with.
Got it. Well, that's great. That's a key characteristic that, you know, we've talked about with Tim. I mean, you know, I've talked about honesty since we've been blue in the face. It really is.
A lot of people could say they're honest when you're blue in the face, and they're not. I mean, I've seen it. Nine and a half years, almost 10 years of driving, I've seen it across the board at a lot of these carriers I've worked for. They tell me one thing to get me in there, and then they practice something totally different on the other side. They don't practice what they preach.
Yep.
And
a lot of drivers sell that very quickly.
Yeah, and right now, where I'm at right now, this guy here, he's been real honest with me from day one, smoky lay down, and he's never steered me wrong. I mean, the pay was actually pretty decent. He started me off at 54 cents a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And I run over 3,000, almost 4,000 miles a week, easy.
Wow.
And I have not seen, and I get paid every other week, and I have not seen a paycheck less than $1,500 unless I come back off in the middle of a pay period, because I get paid every other week.
Incredible.
Decent, good pay. Our bills, my wife's bills, were caught up. Matter of fact, we're getting ready to start paying our property tax here real soon to get that caught up, get that done and over with.
Yeah.
And everything's ahead.
That's great.
You know,
that's great.
Found your right match.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason for me to go anywhere else. I mean, I'm happy here.
All right, brother. Sounds like you have a good thing there, and you hold on to it. I know I don't have to tell you that at all. Thanks for your call, my friend, and appreciate you weighing in. Jackie, I do have an email. Do have a couple of emails, actually. The first one, he says, Jackie, you and Tim bring up an excellent point on the flexibility. The current company I'm with does not have the flexibility that I want, but I am constantly looking. And another thing I want to mention is on the flexibility, why can a company not grant you more time home, even if you've only been out for a week or two? We just don't have enough time to get things done in 2 days that we've been out for a week, sometimes 2 weeks. It takes time to get things done, and especially if you're home on the weekends, nothing is open business-wise. Okay, so he's wanting something with more flexibility as well. And then I'll get you to expound on it. But then the other email, he says, flexibility, flexibility, flexibility. And he goes on to say, need I say it again? I would love to see a company that offers more vacation time. Also, I would love to see a company that's more sentimental. I think he probably meant, I can't even think of the word now myself. But anyway, he says more sentimental to the needs of the drivers. And he says, case in point, I had a situation where I needed to take some extended time off because I was burnt out. My company did not understand that,
nor did they grant me the time that I needed to take off, and told me to pretty much suck it up and keep going. In situations like that, I find it being dangerous because I was completely burnt out and I no longer felt like I was safe enough to drive, but I was left with no other choice but to suck it up and keep going. So these are two drivers that are looking for more flexibility.
Yep. And that's incredible. And you know, really my point is that companies are really seriously looking at that. They're going to the ship bearers. And I would be very careful with the next carrier that you look at and talk to their drivers that have been working for them for a year. Just like the fellow that called him before, you know, he was passionate about his company and knew that they were honest from the beginning. You know, when you're looking at new opportunities, talk to their drivers. Their drivers are going to tell you the truth about the quote-unquote flexibility because there are carriers that are looking ways to expand that just across the board. And it's not easy. It's not going to happen overnight, Tim. I mean, we know that.
Yes.
But there's progress that's being made, and I think where there's progress, you know, as a collective, that's where the industry is going to move. So I think that piece is optimistic for sure.
And I like the fact that you mentioned it's not going to happen overnight, but it is in the works. And when I was in the working in management in trucking, and that was one of the things that, you know, there were things that that we came up with to better the situation, you know, working situation for the drivers. But it takes time. And I know sometimes a driver would get upset and say, well, why? I don't understand why it can't happen right now. Well, there's a process. You still have clients that you have to service. You know, you can't just put an abrupt stop to that. If you do, nobody's going to have a job. You know, so there's things that's not going to happen overnight. But the main thing is that it is in the works.
And I think that's the biggest piece. If you're seeing traction, if you're seeing movement, if you're seeing the CEO or the management team talk about there being changes in the future, stick with them because there sure will be. And, you know, it's like we said, Tim, you know, it's things take time, but as long as you see some progress, that's what you want to see in your next trucking company.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Jackie, as always, time flies when you're on, so we're just about out of time.
Well, it was a pleasure being on, and I can't believe I'll talk to you in November at this point.
I know. We sure will. It'll be, and hopefully it won't be any snow on the ground up there where you are when we do talk.
Fingers crossed. I won't try on a topic, but.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for all you do.